Sec 2306, numerical limitations on individual foreign states, a numerical limitation to any single foreign state, section 202A2, 8 U.S.C. 1152A2, is amended. 1. In the paragraph heading, by striking at employment base. 2. By striking free, far, at by, and inserting free, at bar. 3. By striking subsections of and B of section 203 and inserting section 203A, far, by striking 7 and inserting 15, and 5. By striking subsections and inserting subsection B, conforming amendments, section 202A U.S.C. 1152 is amended. 1. In subsection A. In paragraph 3, by striking both subsections and B of section 203 and inserting section 203A, and B, by striking paragraph 5, and 2, by amending subsection E to read as follows, E, special rules for countries at ceiling, if it is determined that the total number of immigrant visas made available under section 203A to natives of any single foreign state or dependent area will exceed the numerical limitation specified in subsection A2 in any fiscal year in determining the allotment of immigrant visa numbers to natives under section 203A, visa numbers with respect to natives of that state or area shall be allocated to the extent practicable and otherwise consistent with this section and section 203 in a manner so that except as provided in subsection A4, the proportion of the visa numbers made available under each of paragraphs 1 through 4 of section 203A is equal to the ratio of the total number of visas made available under the respective paragraph to the total number of visas made available under section 203A.C. Country-specific offset section 2 of the Chinese Student Protection Act of 1992 8 U.S.C. 1255 note is amended. 1. In subsection A, by striking subsection E and inserting subsection E, and 2. By striking subsection B and redesignating subsection E as subsection D, the effective date, the amendments made by this section, shall take effect 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act. Sec 2307. Allocation of immigrant visas, a preference allocation for family-sponsored immigrants. 1. In general, section 203A, 8 U.S.C. 1153A, as amended by section 2305B, is further amended to read as follows. A preference allocation for family-sponsored immigrants aliens subject to the worldwide level specified in section 201C for family-sponsored immigrants shall be allotted visas as follows. 1. Sons and daughters of citizens, qualified immigrants who are unmarried sons or unmarried daughters, but not the children of citizens of the United States, shall be allocated visas in a number not to exceed 35% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201C, plus the sum of, if the number of visas not required for the class specified in paragraph 2 for the current fiscal year, and a, the number of visas not required for the class specified in subparagraph E, or B, married sons or married daughters of citizens of the United States who are 31 years of age or younger at the time of filing the petition under section 204 shall be allocated visas in a number not to exceed 25% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201C, plus the number of any visas not required for the class specified in subparagraph A, current fiscal year. 2. Sons and daughters of permanent residents, qualified immigrants who are unmarried sons or unmarried daughters of aliens admitted for permanent residence shall be allocated visas in a number not to exceed 40% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201C, plus any visas not required for the class specified in paragraph of A. 2. Conforming amendments, a procedure for granting immigrant status, section 204F1, 8 U.S.C. 1154F1, is amended by striking section 201B, 203A1, or 203A3, and inserting section 201B, or subparagraph A or B, of section 203A1. B. Automatic conversion for the purposes of any petition, pending or approved based on a relationship described. In subparagraph A of section 203A1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1153A1, as amended by paragraph 1, and notwithstanding the age of the alien, such a petition shall be deemed reclassified as a petition based on the relationship described in subparagraph D of such section 203A1 upon the marriage of such alien. R. A. In subparagraph B of such section 203A1, such a petition shall be deemed reclassified as a petition based on a relationship described in subparagraph A of such section 203A1 upon the legal termination of marriage or death of such alien's spouse. 3. Effective date. The amendments made by this subsection shall take effect on the first day of the first fiscal year that begins at least 18 months following the date of the enactment of this Act. B. Preference allocation for employment-based immigrants. 1. In general, section 201B1, 8 U.S.C. 1151B1, as amended by sections 2103C and 2212D, is further amended by adding at the end the following. H. Derivative beneficiaries as described in section 203D of employment-based immigrants under section 203B. I. Aliens with extraordinary ability in the sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics, which has been demonstrated by sustained national or international acclaim, if with respect to any such alien, Achievements of such alien have been recognized in the field through extensive documentation. A. Such alien seeks to enter the United States to continue work in the area of extraordinary ability. And II. The entry of such alien into the United States will substantially benefit prospectively the United States. J. Aliens who are outstanding professors and researchers. If with respect to any such alien, I. The alien is recognized internationally as outstanding in a specific academic area. A. The alien has at least 3 years of experience in teaching or research in the academic area. And II. The alien seeks to enter the United States, to be employed in a tenured position or tenure track position within a not-for-profit university or institution of higher education to teach in the academic area. II. For employment in a comparable position with a not-for-profit university or institution of higher education or governmental research organization to conduct research in the area. R. III. For employment in a comparable position to conduct research in the area with a department, division, or institute of a private employer if the department, division, or institute employs at least 3 persons full-time in research activities and has achieved documented accomplishments in an academic field. The aliens who are multinational executives and managers if with respect to any such alien. I. In the 3 years preceding the time of ALIENS application for classification and admission into the United States under this subparagraph, the alien has been employed for at least 1 year by a firm or corporation or other legal entity or an affiliate or subsidiary thereof. And A. The alien seeks to enter the United States in order to continue to render services to the same employer or to subsidiary or affiliate thereof in a capacity that is managerial or executive. L. Aliens who have earned a doctorate degree from an institution of higher education in the United States or the foreign equivalent. M. Alien physicians who have completed the foreign residency requirements under Section 212B or obtained a waiver of these requirements or an exemption requested by an interested state agency or by an interested federal agency under Section 214L, including those alien physicians who completed such service before the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. N. Advanced degrees in ACE and field. In general, an immigrant who has earned M.A.S.T.E.R.S. or higher degree in a field of science, technology, engineering, or mathematics included in the Department of EDUCATIONS classification of instructional programs taxonomy within the summary groups of computer and information sciences and support services, engineering, mathematics and statistics, biological and biomedical sciences, and physical sciences from a United States institution of higher education. II. Has an offer of employment from a United States employer in a field related to such degree, and II. Earned a qualifying graduate degree during the 5-year period immediately before the initial filing date of the petition under which the non-immigrant is a beneficiary. A. Definition in this subparagraph. The term United States Institution of Higher Education means an institution that is described in Section 101A of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001A, or is a proprietary institution of higher education as defined in Section 102B of such Act, 20 U.S.C. 1002B. II. Was classified by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching on January 1, 2012 as a doctorate-granting university with a very high or high level of research activity, or classified by the National Science Foundation after the date of enactment of this subparagraph pursuant to an application by the institution as having equivalent research activity to those institutions that had been classified by the Carnegie Foundation as being doctorate-granting universities with a very high or high level of research activity. And III. Is accredited by an accrediting body that is itself accredited either by the Department of Education or by the Council for Higher Education Accreditation. 2. Exception from labor certification requirement for STEM immigrants. Section 212A5B, 8 U.S.C. 1182A5D is amended to read as follows. T. Application of grounds. In general, except as provided in Clause E, the grounds for inadmissibility of aliens under subparagraphs A and B shall apply to immigrants seeking admission or adjustment of status under paragraph 2 or 3 of Section 203B. A. Special rule for STEM immigrants. The grounds for inadmissibility of aliens under subparagraph A shall not apply to an immigrant seeking admission or adjustment of status under Section 203B2B or 201B1N. C. Technical and conforming amendments. 1. Treatment of derivative family members. Section 203B, 8 U.S.C. 1153D is amended to read as follows. T. Treatment of family members if accompanying or following to join a spouse or parent issued a visa under subsection A, B, or C, subparagraph I, J, K, L, R, M of Section 201B1 or Section 201B2. A spouse or child as defined in subparagraph A, B, C, D, or E of Section 101B1 shall be entitled to the same immigrant status and the same order of consideration, provided in the respective to aliens who are priority workers or members of the professions holding advanced degrees. Section 203B, 8 U.S.C. 1153B is amended. In the matter preceding paragraph 1, by striking aliens and inserting other than aliens described in paragraph 1 or 2B, aliens B. In paragraph 1, by striking the matter preceding subparagraph A and inserting aliens described in any of the following subparagraphs may be admitted to the United States without respect to the worldwide level specified in section 2.1E. And C. By amending paragraph 2 to read as follows, two aliens who are members of professions holding advanced degrees are prospective employees of national security facilities. A. In general, visas shall be made available in a number not to exceed 40% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201D, plus any visas not required for the classes specified in paragraph 5 to qualified immigrants who are either of the following. I. Members of the professions holding advanced degrees are their equivalent, whose services in the sciences, arts, professions, or business are sought by an employer in the United States, including alien physicians holding foreign medical degrees that have been deemed sufficient for acceptance by an accredited United States medical residency or fellowship program. A. Prospective employees in the research capacity of federal national security, science and technology laboratories, centers, and agencies, if such immigrants have been lawfully present in the United States for 2 years prior to employment, unless the Secretary of Homeland Security determines, including upon request of the prospective laboratory, center, or agency, that exceptional circumstances exist justifying waiver of the presence requirement. B. Waiver of job offer. A. National interest waiver, subject to clause E, the Secretary of Homeland Security may, if the Secretary deems it to be in the national interest, waive the requirements of subparagraph A, that an alien's services in the sciences, arts, professions, or business be sought by an employer in the United States. B. Physicians working in charge areas or veterans facilities. A. In general, the Secretary shall grant a national interest waiver, pursuant to clause I, on behalf of any alien physician with respect to whom a petition for preference classification has been filed under subparagraph A, if the alien physician agrees to work on a full-time basis, practicing primary care, specialty medicine, or a combination thereof in an area or areas designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals, or at a healthcare facility under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, or BB, the alien physician is pursuing such waiver based upon service at a facility or facilities that serve patients who reside in a geographic area or areas designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals, without regard to whether such facility or facilities are located within such an area, and a federal agency or a local, county, regional, or state department of public health determines that the alien physician's work at such facility was or will be in the public interest. II prohibition. No permanent resident visa may be issued to an alien physician described in subclause I by the Secretary of State under section 204B, and the Secretary of Homeland Security may not adjust the status of such an alien physician from that of a non-immigrant alien to that of a permanent resident alien under section 245 until such time as the alien has worked full-time as a physician for an aggregate of 5 years, not including the time served in the status of an alien described in section 101A15J, in an area or areas designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals, or at a healthcare facility under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, or at a facility or facilities meeting the requirements of subclause IBB. BB, the 5-year service requirement of item A shall be counted from the date the alien physician begins work in the shortage area in any legal status, and not the date an immigrant visa petition is filed or approved. Such service shall be aggregated without regard to when such service began, and without regard to whether such service began during or in conjunction with the course of graduate medical education. CC, an alien physician shall not be required to submit an employment contract with a term exceeding the balance of the 5-year commitment yet to be served, nor an employment contract dated within a minimum time period prior to filing of a visa petition pursuant to this subsection. DD, an alien physician shall not be required to file additional immigrant visa petitions upon a change of work location from the location approved in the original national interest immigrant petition. III, statutory construction. Nothing in this subparagraph may be construed to prevent the filing of a petition with the Secretary of Homeland Security for classification under section 204A by an alien physician described in subclause I prior to the date by which such alien physician has completed the service described in subclause II or in section 204B(l). C. Guidance and rules. The Secretary may prescribe such policy guidance and rules as the Secretary considers appropriate for purposes of subparagraph A to ensure national security and promote interests and competitiveness of the United States. Such rules shall include a definition of the term federal national security, science and technology laboratories, centers, and agencies for purposes of clause E of subparagraph A, which shall include the following. At the national security, science, and technology laboratories, centers, and agencies of the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, the elements of the intelligence community as that term is defined in Section 4.3 of the National Security Act of 1947, and any other department or agency of the federal government that conducts or funds research and development in the essential national interest. A. Federally funded research and development centers, FFRDCs, that are primarily supported by a department or agency of the federal government, specified in clause I. furry, skilled workers, professionals, and other workers, a, in general, section 203b3a, 8 U.S.C. 1153b3a, is amended by striking in a number not exceed 28.6% of such worldwide level, plus any visas not required for the classes specified in paragraphs 1 and 2, and inserting in a number not exceed 40% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201b, plus any visas not required for the class specified in paragraph 2. B. Medical license requirements, section 214I2A, 8 U.S.C. 1184I2A, is amended by adding, at the end including, in the case of a medical doctor, the licensure required to practice medicine in the United States. C. Repeal of limitation on other workers, section 203B3, 8 U.S.C. 1153B3, is amended by striking subparagraph B, and A. Redesignated subparagraph C as subparagraph B. For certain special immigrants, section 203b4, 8 U.S.C. 1153b4, is amended by striking in a number not to exceed 7.1% of the worldwide level, and inserting in a number not to exceed 10% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201b, plus any visas not required for the class specified in paragraph 3. 5. Employment creation, section 203b5a, 8 U.S.C. 1153b5a, is amended by striking in a number not to exceed 7.1% of the worldwide level, and inserting in a number not to exceed 10% of the worldwide level authorized in section 201b, plus any visas not required for the class specified in paragraph 4. T. Naturalization of employees of certain national security facilities without regard to residency requirements, section 316A U.S.C. 1427, is amended by adding at end the following. G1. Any person who, while an alien or a non-citizen national of the United States, has been employed in a research capacity at a federal national security, science, and technology laboratory, center, or agency as defined pursuant to section 203B2C for a period or periods aggregating 1 year or more may, in the discretion of the secretary, be naturalized without regard to the residence requirements of this section if the person A. has complied with all requirements as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Energy, or the head of the petitioning department or agency of the federal government, including contractual requirements to maintain employment in the research capacity with the Federal National Security, Science, and Technology Laboratory, Center, or Agency for a period not to exceed 5 years, and B. has favorably completed and adjudicated a background investigation at the appropriate level from the employing department or agency of the federal government within the last 5 years. 2. The number of aliens or non-citizen nationals naturalized in any fiscal year under this subsection shall not exceed a number as defined by the Secretary of Homeland Security in consultation with the head of the petitioning department or agency of the federal government. Sec. 2308. Inclusion of communities adversely affected by a recommendation of the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission as targeted employment areas, in general, section 203b5be, 8 U.S.C. 1153b5be, is affected by inserting any community adversely affected by a recommendation by the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission as a rural area. B. Regulations. The Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of Defense, shall implement the amendment made by subsection A through appropriate regulations.